Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So, during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on, he reclined at table again. He said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Passover of the Jews was the central feast of the Jewish holy year, and it still is. It is so important because the people know in that saga of the Exodus from Egypt what they are about, who they are about, why they are about. And the Lord God shows to his people his glory in order to show them that he loves them and that he will care for them, and that he goes forth with them, that he is not like the gods of the ancient peoples who stay in their temple and are served by the people, because the people are basically worthless in the eyes of the gods of the Greeks, the gods of the Romans, the gods of the Babylonians. They, human beings, are just to be used by the gods. This God, Eye Asher Eye, is a God who helps them, who goes with them, who even serves them. So when Jesus is with his disciples, his chosen 12, he makes sure before his Passover from life to death and to life again that he shows the disciples a sign. And so at that Last Supper with them, he washes their feet. Not because their feet are dirty and nasty and all that. And I hope you don't think that I've picked out the ones in the congregation who have the dirtiest feet tonight. But to show a sign of what servant leadership really is. What is it to be a leader among Christians? To be a leader among the Christians is to serve the people. To do the things that are helpful for them. Not by becoming their complete slave, so don't get any ideas. But honestly, to serve the people is the joy of the master. And the Lord shows us the way and says to Peter, "I will wash your feet. You may not understand it now, but you will understand it later. And so Peter did. Peter gave his life for the sheep in Rome, as did Paul and all the early apostles, Andrew, Thomas, James, Philip. You've heard those names before, I know, in the canon. Once in a while, right? But the Lord is showing us this evening that to enter into his mystery, we have to enter into the mystery of service. And so that is why we have so many charities. That is why the Catholic Church calls people to give alms, to help the poorest, to help those that are addicted to drugs, to help people in our society who need our help, and to teach them about Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. We tell them a story that sounds absolutely preposterous. A man on a cross saves the world. How is that possible? But though it was folly for Greeks and a stumbling block for Jews, it is our glory. And tonight, Jesus gives us his body and blood so that we can become his body and blood for a world that is sorely in need of God. St. Paul tells us, in the night in which he was handed over, the Lord Jesus took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. This is my blood. The cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." In a little morsel of bread, in a little sip of wine, the Lord God Almighty shows that he gives us this holy sacrifice. Tonight, we commemorate that sacrifice, which he will offer up on Good Friday, and we thank him. We have before us this night one sacrifice, one altar, and one priest. That is Jesus Christ. We priests, and I'm thankful that Father Downs is here with me tonight, we priests are part of that one sacrifice, but there is only one priest. That is Jesus Christ, the one who offered himself, his body and blood on the cross, and who gives himself to us in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Let us enter as much into the mystery as we can, because he loves us, he calls us, and he gives us a new commandment to love one another as he has loved us.